Hi guys, welcome to episode 11 of Coffee Talk with Rob and Greg.
Hi guys.
And you are Greg.
I'm Greg, indeed. Yeah.
Today we've got some special guests with us. We actually have a camera crew from Troy TV who are filming us for the documentary Be Fit, Bristol Fit. It's quite a warm day today. We were going to go outside and do a bit of a session, but it's a bit too hot for that. Much better to do stuff inside when it's air conditioned.
That's right.
Yeah. So what did you want to talk about today, Greg?
Well, I just wanted to sort of catch up with everybody, with you as well, because I've been away, you've been away, we've both been busy, haven't we? This weekend I was at a Forex trading thing, so that really messed my head up a little bit, you know, because I'm not really used to numbers and things, but I learned a great deal about mindset. And what they say is that 90% of what you do in anything really is mindset if you want to get successful, so I thought that was really quite important to touch on. If you want to get anywhere in life, then, you know, focus on changing your mind, your perspective, and, you know, on your vision. So is it something you practice a lot, or is it something you
I think mindset plays quite an important role with exercise, because, you know, you've got to be quite motivated and quite a determined person to actually start exercising, and then to stick to it as well. You have to be in the right, I suppose, to use the word, mindset to do.
That's it. I mean, I think that people underestimate it a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
And the reason why a lot of people don't take action in life and in exercise is because they don't feel motivated enough, do they? And they get stuck in this kind of cycle of living the way they want to live.
Yeah.
Which is comfortable, but in the end, it's painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if you're stuck in a comfort zone or a cycle like that, you end up kind of getting stuck in your job, maybe, or being unfit or eating the wrong foods. So it's easy to feel, you know, quite down, isn't it, if people get stuck. So what would you suggest people do as a part of exercise to motivate themselves more? Is there a specific thing you use?
I think it mostly comes down to setting yourself some clear goals that you want to work towards. And it's a case as well of writing those goals down somewhere so you can kind of visualise them. I think the main thing with exercise is having goals to work towards is like a big motivator.
And would you say that that's got to be the realistic goals as well? Because, you know, some people will say, oh, I want to be like Kim Kardashian, and they need to lose about 300 stone, you know?
It does certainly need to be something that's realistic. So, you know, you to throw around this word that gets used a lot, the SMART goals, in that it's specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and has a time frame to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, your goals should be based around that kind of very specific. You know, they should be measurable. So, for example, weight loss. If you say you want to look like Kim Kardashian, that's not... I mean, you're specific in your state and who you want to look like, but it's not really very realistic, and there's not really an easy way you can measure that. Whereas if you just said, okay, I'd like to lose this many pounds so that I can tone up and improve the way that my body looks so that I can appear to look more like Kim Kardashian, then that's perhaps more of a realistic goal
and
to have.
And there are tangible things you can do there to move towards it, whereas some people are idealistic in their goal setting, aren't they, or their vision, which is sometimes so profoundly huge that they just want results now. And a lot of people think they can get rich now or get fit now or, you know, change everything. And actually, these things take time, don't they?
Yeah.
To get what you want. And it's about shaping our minds and bodies, really, then, isn't it?
And you agree? Yeah, definitely. And I think also, you know, you need to... The goals have got to be very specific, but you also need to think about why do you want to do that? What's the reason why you're looking to achieve that goal? And then once you nail that down, it kind of gives you a very clear sort of... Well, you can start to develop a strategy then as well to kind of help you get towards that goal.
Yeah, I think that's it. Is when you know your why or your purpose or your vision, you can then start to really get clarity on that, can't you? And by having clarity on that already, before you take action, it gives you that driving force, doesn't it? That motivation to take that action, or to have the belief, should we say, because a lot of people have got counterintuitive beliefs, don't they, that will I ever do this? Will I ever get to that stage? And actually, that is just their perspective. So the more they get clarity at the beginning with the results they want, the easier it is to move to the belief side of it and then take action, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think a lot of like working towards your goals comes down to having a positive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like getting rid of negative words like, oh, I can't do that, and replacing them with more positive ones. Like, I know this is something I was listening to a podcast that Tim Ferriss did, where he interviewed someone, and he was basically saying he would try to stop himself from saying I can't do that and replace it with a more positive word to try and get out of that habit. So it's kind of basically saying to yourself that you've set this goal and staying in that positive mindset of I can do it. And even if perhaps, you know, things don't go so well, it's like looking back at what has gone well. So, you know, for example, if you're trying to lose weight and your weight loss stalls, you just look back at it and go, well, actually, yes, it's stalled, but look how far I've come from when I started.
So celebrate your victories.
Yeah.
Which also motivates you
to
carry on, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
To stay on that road, because it's easy to get disillusioned, isn't it?
Yeah.
But one of the things we were taught in that Forex thing, a lot of it was mindset, because it was a guy that worked with Tony Robbins, and, you know, he's a speaker, international speaker.
Yeah.
Works in banks, and he knows a lot about how to stay focused. And he said, when you're doing Forex trades, you have to be cool, calm, and collected. So if you're kind of emotional, you might make mistakes, or you might, you know, press the wrong button or get too excited and lose control of what you're actually doing. So you've got to kind of zone into it and get into the flow of what you're doing. So I think that that's quite important in all areas. And again, if you've got a goal that's realistic that you can achieve, then you just have to write down what you really want, don't you? Write down what you really want and just take baby steps towards it. Because a lot of people think that, you've just got to, it's all or nothing. We're living in that world where we just want. We think everything, there's an answer everywhere immediately, don't we?
Yeah, and I think the thing to do as well is, if you don't know how you're going to go about achieving your goal, it's perhaps looking to find help from someone who can help you get there. So if you're wanting to lose weight and you've got no clue how to lose weight, speak to a personal trainer. You know, if you're, for example, wanting to start a business and you don't know where you're going, speak to someone like Gregor, a small business coach.
Exactly. And it's just finding that right person to guide you, isn't it?
In
the area. And, you know, more these days people are searching for help because they're realizing that in the conditioned states that we find ourselves in, that we've learned from past behaviors, teachers, influences, these things dominate our lives a lot.
Anyway, so you're talking about finding the right person to help you with what it is you're looking to do. So just expand on that a little bit more.
I think the thing is that we vastly underestimate the need for a coach or a trainer in life. And, you know, it's becoming more clear now that around the world, and certainly resonating in certain cultures, we are realizing that we sometimes just need a bit of help.
Yeah.
So sometimes people think, what am I going to get from my money? Because they're scared of spending money. It's tight out there, it's recession, you know. People are a bit more sort of conservative a little bit. And that's not a bad thing, to not just throw money around. But at the same time, if you can invest that money in an expert that can help you get the results you want, that can be profoundly life-altering, whether it's, you know, getting in your wedding dress, not you personally, or if it's, you know, me kind of doing something I really want to do, then it means that we've changed our lives. And how long do people want to suffer, do you think? You know, which they do, don't they? They go on and on and on for maybe years sometimes, and they don't always deal with the things they need to deal with. Whereas a coach can hold you accountable for your actions, and a mentor can actually show you what they've done and say, copy me. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Model people, that's what Tony Robbins says as well. It's model someone that's done what you want to do and get those results, you know?
Yeah, so I think the best advice I was given when I was starting out as a trainer is to find another trainer, either within your gym or in your local area, who's already doing really well, and go and speak to them and ask them, how did they do it?
How did you get those results? Yeah. And so I guess this is the thing, is that's where mindset and fitness comes in. And, you know, we're one kind of unit, aren't we? We're one system. So if, you know, if our physiology, if you like, is not in a good place, it affects our mindset. And if our mindset's in a bad place, it affects our physiology. So we have to get those in tune and to take the action we need to take. And again, people look at it as this massive mountain. It's just a little bit at a time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Slightly altering your diet, or incorporating some type of exercise. And also, what I was taught on this thing was, just reminded me, was that if you visualize what you want every day with clarity, with color, with texture, with everything, you see that thing that you want and you keep doing it, your mind will find ways to help you get there. You know, it will find, you'll get signs and messages.
That sounds a bit like
law of attraction.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like law of attraction, what you're talking about.
But you know, the mind is profoundly powerful, so it will find tools and resources to help you get what you want to get, you know.
Yeah, I mean, something that I was sort of learning about from I think it was Tim Ferriss that I first heard about doing this on his podcast, which is about doing like positive affirmations, like at the start of the day or even before you go to bed, where you just listen to something, like some kind of positive recording, where it, and then repeat back the things it says. So it's like, I can do this, I'm good at what I do, blah blah blah, you know, that sort of thing, where you just repeat back positive mottos to yourself.
Yeah, and I think that the key with that is to repeat it. It's practice. It's in the practice that you change the neural associations in the mind. Because at the moment, someone may have something that says, if I try this, this will happen. So it's a connection, like a bridge. Whereas if they repeatedly feed the subconscious with positive affirmations, with hypnosis even, I don't like to call it programming, but influencing what you want, eventually it will become a habit. And within 30 days, if you do something, it probably will change your perspective. So if someone can just commit to that time, then they can change the course of their life, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about this last week in the talk that I did to a load of business owners at the networking breakfast that I go to, and I was saying about, you know, a lot of you say that you don't have time to exercise. Well, I'd argue that that's wrong. Everybody has the time; it's just not your priority. So the main tip that I gave to people was the fact that if they really want to exercise, they'll get up early and make time for it.
Yeah, exactly. Because how much time do we waste every day on Netflix?
Well, that's the other point I said as well. It's like people will say they don't have time to exercise, but they'll still find the time to sit and watch Netflix. So instead of being a couch potato, do some exercise while you're watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. And again, touching on where I was, the 4X thing, it's not necessarily relevant to this particular podcast, but what he did say was, if you spend 10 minutes a day looking at the forecasts and announcements that are going on, you can see when a trade is about to, a change is about to happen in the economy. So you can then see, you know, the US dollar compared to pounds or yen or Canadian dollar. You can start to look at announcements that are about to happen, and you can start to look at where you're going to put that trade in.
Yeah.
And he says, just, you know, 10 minutes a day, if you can commit to that, you can start to create 1%, 2% a month, 3%. Cumulative, and grow a 4X business on the side of what you're currently doing, right? So I thought, well, if you apply 10 minutes to a lot of things, you could do that, couldn't you, every day?
Yeah.
Starting a new business, research, what's the market's doing, what are your competition like, what's the history of the business, you know?
Well, I go one further, that I try and do like an hour a day if I can of self-development, whether that's just listening to a podcast or whether it's reading a book, just an hour of learning a day.
But you know, some people might even say, I can't do that, wouldn't they? So it's like, you know, you start small and then
it... I used to like try and commit to reading books, but not more recently now I just listen to like podcasts or watch videos, just because I'm much more of a visual learner and I'm not very good at reading books.
Interesting you say that, because there's kinesthetic, isn't there? Auditory, olfactory and visual. And most of us are visual, so we learn easier that way. So find your way of learning and, you know, let that influence you. And, you know, with the... with things like what we're doing, people can listen to it. So like with audiobooks, they're becoming more popular. You can put it in your car, where you're going somewhere. You can learn, continually gain knowledge and apply it.
Well, I mean, I've recently downloaded this app that's available for Android that lets me listen to pretty much any podcast that's on iTunes. And then, including ours, I found our own podcast on there. And it's called Castbox. And so basically, if you don't own an iPhone, but you want to listen to podcasts, get this app.
Okay. Yeah,
it's very good.
So this is for basically phones other than iPhones, anything else that's a smartphone.
Yeah, more for Android.
Android, yeah.
So you can listen to podcasts, including our own podcast. So there you go. That's another way you can listen to our own podcast now, is on Castbox.
Castbox. All right, guys. Yeah. So you can
just go on the Android store and search for Castbox. Castbox.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So as per usual, we hope you got a lot of value out of our podcast today. Because that's what we want to try and do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Deliver free value to people. Help them to find something that they can take from each thing and apply it. Because if you don't apply what you learn, it's worth nothing, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So apply one of the things you've taken from today. And we just want to thank you for subscribing to our podcast and for listening again. I'm Greg, and you can find me at GregDetisi, GregDetisi, by Googling me. And where can they find you, Rob?
They can just head to my website, rleet-fitness.com, or just Google my name, Robert Leet, and it'll come up.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. So thanks again, guys, and we hope you have a wonderful sunny week.
Yeah, and we'll see you in the next podcast, which hopefully won't be like a month long in between.
Exactly, yeah. Take care, guys.
Bye.